This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
3 U.S. service members injured in a drone attack in Iraq. The U.S. responds. And Iraq's prime minister condemns both the attack and the response.
President Joe Biden ordered the U.S. military to carry out retaliatory airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups who claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Biden, who's spending Christmas at Camp David, was told about the attack by White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan shortly after it occurred. And the Pentagon and Biden's top national security aides were ordered to prepare response options to the attack on an airbase used by American troops. Biden opted to target 3 locations used by the militia groups, and U.S. Central Command says retaliatory strikes were carried out early Tuesday in Iraq and likely killed a number of militants. Donna Warder, Washington.
Iraq says the U.S. strikes killed 1 militant and injured 18. A big winter storm smacking parts of the central U.S. Heavy snow, freezing rain, and strong winds through tonight, say forecasters. The east is getting rain, and it could be heavy. Russian President Putin's chief foe, the imprisoned Alexei Navalny, is tweeting about his transfer to an Arctic prison.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has released a sardonic statement about his transfer to an Arctic prison colony. It's his first appearance since associates lost contact with him 3 weeks ago. Navalny tweeted, "I am your new Santa Claus," referring to his location in the prison colony nicknamed the Polar Wolf. His supporters say the transfer was arranged to keep Navalny out of sight amid Putin's announcement that he will run for another term as president in the March election. I'm Karen Chamas.
4 children and their mother were killed in their apartment near Paris. The children's father was arrested. This is AP News. Now to a claim being made by the group called Project Veritas.
A conservative group accused of being involved in the theft of President Biden's daughter's diary has lost a First Amendment claim. Criminal prosecutors may soon get to see over 900 documents in the case against the conservative group Project Veritas. A federal judge in New York says the group, which identifies itself as a news organization, cannot stand behind freedom of the press claims. The documents in dispute were produced from raids that were authorized in November 2021. Electronic devices were also seized from the residences of 3 members of Project Veritas, including 2 mobile phones from the home of James O'Keefe, the group's since-fired founder. The judge says the First Amendment doesn't apply because 2 individuals involved have already publicly pleaded guilty in the case. I'm Norman Hall.
It's thought Americans spent or will spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday season. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.